Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are on our third teaching on the subject of I need a breakthrough. And some of us need that breakthrough right like now. We've been needing that breakthrough for a while now, but we've come to a point where we desperately need it now, right? So this is what this teaching is about, that we as believers and followers of Christ, we can get a breakthrough if we also apply, in addition to our prayer life, fasting. And something happens when we're fasting. So we kind of went over that. What happens to our flesh? We deny our flesh and it comes into the subject of our spirit. It comes into the subject of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. So I want to share some scripture with you guys from New Testament. And this is in Luke 4. And I did mention that I'm going to share some examples from the Old and New Testament about fasting, how did the prophets or the people or even Jesus himself went about it? How did they do it? What was the result? So I think it's always good to hear stories on the subject that we're dealing with, right? So let's hear how Jesus chose to fast and why he chose to fast and what was the result of it. So this is in Luke 4. And so before I go there, I think it's important to know the kind of the history behind it. Maybe read Luke 3. It talks about Jesus being baptized. So remember, Jesus was on the face of the earth for 33 years, but he didn't actually start his ministry until he was 30 years old. So his ministry was literally for 3 years. It's important to know that. And how did it start? Well, the first thing he did was he was baptized. Remember, he was baptized by John. And that's why I say Luke 3. The latter part of that goes over that. And when John was baptizing Jesus, as Jesus came out of the water, John the Baptist saw a dove descending from heaven and coming toward, you know, and sitting and resting on Jesus. And that's the Holy Spirit. And John heard a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son, whom I'm very pleased with," right? So this is how his ministry started. And what did he do right after he was baptized? He fasted. So that's the part that I want to read to you guys, because I believe it's setting a great example for us how Jesus himself brought his flesh into submission. You might say, well, why did he? Wasn't he God himself, you know, in the form of human? He was completely God and he was a completely human too at the same time. So he had to bring his flesh into submission of his spirit, right? So let's read John 4. I think it's very interesting how he did it. It says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours. It will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. So he tempted him 4 times, and every time it had to do with Jesus' flesh, right? You're hungry. He's saying, hey, you're hungry. Why don't you turn this stone into bread and eat it? You're the Son of God, right? You have the power to do it. Why don't you? So he applied himself to his flesh, right? And then he says, I'll give you the authority, all the splendor, all, you know, the Bible calls Satan the king of air. He said, it has been given to me this. And you know what? It's good to know how did the devil get a hold of this authority? Remember, Adam and Eve, whom God gave the power to reign and rule on earth by sinning, by doubting God and believing enemies' lies pretty much handed the keys to the devil, right? That's how sin entered the world. That's how he said, it has been given to me. And then he says, I can give it to anyone that I want to. And it says, worship me and I'll give it to you. And what did Jesus say? Jesus says, no, it's written. So Jesus continually quoted scripture. He said, it's written, worship your God only, right? But remember, if you don't know the words pretty well, the devil can quote you scripture and mislead you that way. So then he says, okay, why don't you throw yourself? Doesn't the Bible says that his angels will, you know, protect you, and they won't not even let your foot hit a stone? There is scripture on that, that it says the angels will not let your foot, let you hit your foot against the stone. In other words, they're your guardian angels, they're watching over you. But it doesn't say, go ahead and despite all that, do foolish things, because God will protect you, right? It doesn't say test your God that way. And what does Jesus say? Again, he says, no, it is also written, don't test your God, right? Don't test the Lord that way. So every time he tried to tempt him by his spirit, and his spirit, his body was weak. Remember, he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. So his body must have been pretty weak. He must have been starving, right? But at the same time, he was probably in prayer and then subjecting his flesh to his spirit. He fasted for 40 days right after he was baptized. I mean, I can't even imagine, honestly, fasting for 3 days. I think it's very hard to do, but at the same time, some people do it. I think it's doable. You know, if you want it bad enough, if you want a breakthrough bad enough, we can fast. I'm not saying for 40 days. But maybe that's doable too. But at least, again, that's, I can't really tell anybody how to fast or what to fast from. That's between that of individual and God. And it could be a meal, could be a day, could be 2 days, could be 3 days from food. So again, that's something that you have to pray and seek God's wisdom and decide what you want to fast from. But isn't that a great example for us? For Jesus to overcome his flesh, for Jesus to start his ministry, he had 3 years ahead of him where he had to plant seeds. He had to be this great marketer of Christianity, right? And to bring the message, to raise up disciples so they can also bring the message into the world of salvation, that God loves them, that God has forgiven their sin if they're willing to accept his gift. But in order for him to be able to do that, to be strong enough to do that, he had to fast. He had to fast and pray. He had to deny his flesh. That's how he became strong, and that's how he was able to start his ministry for the next 3 years. This is how he started, with 40 days of fasting and prayer. So I think that's a great example for us, to know that Jesus himself fasted, right? But there's other examples that I would like to share with you guys. There are some corporate examples that I think it's really important. Sometimes it's important to have corporate fasting, which means community prayer, for a certain goal. It should be deliverance of a nation, deliverance of a community, deliverance of, a group of people from the same thing that they're all facing. So that's corporate fasting and prayer. And then there's individual that we do for our own personal reasons. So there's both of those, but there's examples in the Bible for both. So I'm going to end this teaching here, but we're going to continue this teaching on I Need a Breakthrough through learning and going over the stories in the Bible about fasting and prayer and their breakthrough and their results. So until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.